Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, this weekend, I did a replay on Saturday because I had to, unbeknownst to us, fly out to Georgia over the weekend and get back within 22 hours. So we flew out to Georgia, Atlanta, stayed with a friend out there for one night, and then we got up and we drove all the way back 20 hours from Atlanta, Georgia, and we did it in one drive. Four tanks of gas, but one drive, and we got it done. And so, folks, we're just doing our best to stay on top of our game, but I did want to let you know why we weren't here on Saturday, and again, why you had a replay. It's important for me and the crew here that we are constantly live with you because we understand the times, like the Sons of Issachar did. So, anyways, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you some things because what we're going to be talking about today is don't get mad at me for telling you the truth. Get mad at the ones that are lying to you. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But isn't it interesting that during the break, we just heard, because Ron DeSantis, just like I told you over 2 years ago, they are prepping this man to run for the presidency of the United States of America. He's doing everything right now, just like Trump did. The mainstream media has already put him in parallel as another Trump. And that's what he's doing, is he's telling you what you want to hear right now. But pull the curtain back on DeSantis, and you're going to find out a different story. He's also giving quotes of Scripture, just like the devil does, okay, out of context. Satan does quote Scripture, but he takes it out of context. And the way that you know the difference is, again, by judging them by their fruits. And in this particular case, people need to understand that Satan is not coming at you with his ears up in the air and a fiery little three-pronged spork, if you want to call it that, or a fork, and a long red tail with fiery eyes looking at you mad. No, the Bible says that he comes and transforms himself as a minister of righteousness. He transforms himself in his ministers as ministers of light. Okay? So you have to listen to what Christ said when he says over and over and over again, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Well, pay attention to Noam. She is not who she puts herself off to be. Christy Noam from South Dakota. Just like Ron DeSantis is not who he puts himself up to be. And the fact of the matter is, if they ever want to get on the radio and talk about real issues, which you know as well as I do, that's not going to happen, at least with them in the know concerning what we're going to ask them. They don't want real questions. They want the softballs. They want pre-scripted questions because that's what they hold to, and that's what the mainstream media has been doing in this country for decades. Now, let's go back to Ron DeSantis. You just heard during the break that he's outraged at what the FBI just allegedly did to that of Donald Trump. It's also interesting to note that at times we have to listen to our enemies, because the enemies of Trump are saying that he's garnering more support by him being put under attack right now. That's exactly what I've shared with you 1.5 million times on this radio show. You must know the mind of your enemies. Remember, it was Vladimir Lenin that said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's what they are doing. And also listen to what Albert Pike said. He said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. We'll deliver him a hero, but he's not going to do what a hero does. He's going to do just the exact opposite. He'll call himself a Christian, but he'll bear fruits of the devil. John 10:10. John 8:44. That's right. That's right. Jesus said, beware. Why is Ron DeSantis so outraged about what happened at the Mar-a-Lago? Why are they outraged, friends? Because if you look at the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, what does it tell us? It tells us the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. In other words, the federal government has no business raiding anybody in any state without the approval of the government and or the sheriffs in that local area. So this is nothing more than, again, friends, a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics misleading and distracting the American people from what it is that they're supposed to do. Why didn't Ron DeSantis say, absolutely not, you are not coming into my state, you are violating the Bill of Rights, and if you do so, I will have the local sheriffs arrest each and every one of you? Isn't that crazy? See, folks, what this is about is about browbeating the American people into submission, just like I've always said. And it's absolutely amazing, in parallel, as to the parallel that the American conservative of the day, yesterday's liberals, they're worthless. It takes them 5 to 10 to 15 years to catch on, friends. But they're making parallel to the FBI and the CIA to that of, guess what? The Gestapo. They're all over social media platforms, and they're saying it in a jokingly manner. And I have to take the time and say, well, the joke's on you, because it is. You go ahead and make fun of them all you want to. You don't understand that you're dealing with a criminal element here and that you're dealing with very dangerous people here. They're just trying to set the narrative, because at the end of the day, that which allegedly took place at Mar-a-Lago in Florida is aimed at the American people. Oh, Bradley, that's just outrageous. Okay, well, you can learn the hard way by ignoring what I've been telling you for years, or you can listen the first time and put a stop to it. But rest assured, as I've said so many times, Amos 6:3 comes to my aid, that they will be at your front door sooner or later. Sooner or later. You can put a stop to all of this all the way around when you understand that what they're doing is completely illegal, okay? They have no constitutional standing, just like so many other criminal agencies in the United States of America that are zeroing in on the American people. And if you think that's outrageous, go ahead and look at the 72 definitions that the Department of Homeland Security created. It's not aimed at your enemies, it's aimed at you. And guess what? All of those American people that are established in those bureaucracies that are warring against you, well, when they violate and transgress your God-given rights, guess what they're going to do? They're going to say that they're just doing their job, just like all of those Romans did when they were crucifying the Christ. We're just doing our job. No, you're not doing your job. Remember, Jesus said, if they'll do this in a green tree, imagine what they'll do in a dry tree. If they'll do this when you have all the knowledge that you have today and you refuse to acknowledge it and deal with it and take responsibility before God and man, then this is what's going to happen in a dry tree. Okay, that's where we're at. Here's the narrative. I met this woman at CNP. I'm sorry, not CNP, but the RNC in Tampa. She was very strange. She had a very bizarre aura about her. But Tulsi Gabbard, another one that they're putting up as a hero to the people, she said the FBI, after she blasted the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, it changed the country that we grew up in. Do you see how they're leading? By controlling the opposition and creating the problems, they're also setting the narrative, aren't they? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go to SOL Radio and go ahead and join us on our live feed, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. And you will see exactly what we're going to be showing you in great detail today. I want you to see for your own eyes exactly what it is that we want to show you concerning what is happening in your country once again. You know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, it truly is. It truly is. Let me get back to this point with what you're seeing today. You're seeing and hearing from the mainstream media and all the favor that's being garnered on the behalf of Ron DeSantis by the state-controlled media. Remember fake news? Well, man, I'll tell you what, that fake news is sure putting him in a good light, aren't they? Yep, they are. Just like they did Donald Trump. Fake news are the one that put them in power, friends. Let me go back to what Ron DeSantis, he's outraged, just like Tulsi Gabbard, okay? And here we go, get Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, I'm thinking of Rubio, Marco Rubio just came out, Rand Paul came out. You know what they're all doing, friends? They're making jokes. Ted Cruz is making jokes of your opposition that are, in fact, warring against you in your Christian heritage and your constitutional God-given rights. And Rand Paul and Marco Rubio, guess what they're doing? They're doing fundraisers, okay? Because the only thing that they can share with you is how mad that they are, but they're showing you what they're not doing when it comes to criminals in government. That's the very things that I wish the American people would catch on to right now. These are all controlled operatives. They're all a part of the problem. I just highlighted the fact that Tulsi Gabbard blasts. This is all you get from what you call the right, friends. They blast, she did, FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, says it changed the country that we grew up in. Really? Well, just think if they were doing their job by upholding the laws, like that of Ron DeSantis and the local sheriff in Mar-a-Lago. Okay? Just to show you that they're a part of the problem because they're game players, friends. They're desecrating the memories of the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have. They're destroying your country through your ignorance, Hosea 4:6. Ron DeSantis, why did he not make reference to the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights when it came to what the feds just allegedly did? The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, they have zero delegation from we the people to do what they just did. Matter of fact, the FBI doesn't even have delegated authority from we the people to establish themselves as an agency in the United States of America. And if you want to prove otherwise, 1-866-582-9933. Here we are. And then it goes on, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, you guys all know that our friend from Arizona, Richard Mack, has told us if the sheriffs in this country would do what they are supposed to do and what they swore to do in upholding the Constitution of the United States of America, it could all be over for the crimes that are being committed against the people by federal government and these unconstitutional agencies. But because the American people want to just keep clinging to the man, their man, Donald Trump, guess what? You're going to get exactly what I told you we're going to get. Now, just this week, I had an individual say to me after I sent out a video, and we got about 20,000 views on this one in particular, and what it is, friends, is highlighting Donald Trump's part to play in creating domestic terrorists on January 6th. Now, I played the video for you. And with that said, you can clearly see that Donald Trump is the one that allured them in to Washington, D.C. He's also the one that said, fake news, take your cameras and show them all the people here. He wanted everybody to see how many people were there to worship him, Acts 12:21. And after that was done, then he said, these are the people that are tired of what's going on in their government. By the way, the First Amendment also comes to my aid concerning what took place in Washington, D.C. And that First Amendment says right here, friends, that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now they're throwing those people in jail, aren't they? Because what allegedly just took place with Donald Trump, friends, what is this? This is an offspring of January 6th, isn't it? Yeah, they're keeping it alive, and what are they doing? With all the information that's been given onto us by Gateway Pundit and now other organizations all over the country on film showing you who's responsible for committing the crimes, what are they doing? They're still accusing the innocent for the crimes that they are guilty of. And that's exactly what their father does in Revelation 12:10. He's the accuser of the brethren. Now, what I want you to catch on to is the fact that I promoted this video, you guys, if you're on social media platforms, creating domestic terrorists, January 6th. Some of the comments that I got on the bottom, I want to read them to you because I want you to, in one in particular, I'm a liar. I'm a liar for showing him the video of Donald Trump. I'm a liar for showing him the fruit on the branches of Donald Trump's criminal administration. Wait. What are you talking about, Brad? Well, I'm talking about how, if you remember right, our friend Mr. Alex Newman shared with us that DeVos signs on to the globalist UN education agenda under Donald Trump, right? We didn't want to hear that. I'm a liar for telling you that. You can check this out on social media platforms. I'm a liar for showing you that Donald Trump, despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, actually signed a budget on Friday. This was in 2018, by the way, which was passed by the good guys in Congress that fully funded the nation's largest abortion provider. I'm a liar for telling you that. That's what Donald said, in spite of the fact that Donald told you that he is America's most pro-life president in the history of America, which makes absolutely no sense. Before 1973, it was illegal. And I want to say this, before allowing them to tear down the laws, you might want to ask the question as to why they were put up in the first place, friends, right? Go ahead and check out Psalm 19:11 when you get a moment. I'm a liar for showing you that Donald Trump is not the most pro-life president. I'm a liar for sharing with you that he actually gave $100 million more to Planned Parenthood than Barack Hussein Obama did. Okay, But I didn't say that. The mainstream media that you say you don't believe in told you that. That was the Washington Times, as you can see on social media platforms. We're also finding statistically on abortion on these articles that I'm scrolling right now online. This one comes from W. Smith. Shows you exactly what Donald Trump has been doing, and he's been playing the devil's advocate. And when the Bible tells us that Satan transforms his ministers as the angel of light, there's no greater deceiver than this narcissist right here named Donald Trump. But I'm hating on him by telling you the truth that makes you free, John 8:32. I'm also hating on you Americans by telling you that Donald Trump is not the most pro-Second Amendment president in the history of America. Matter of fact, Matt Egeris back in July 24th of 2018 showed you not coming for your guns since Parkland shooting 26 governors under the guise of the Republicans had passed 55 gun control laws that undermine the Second Amendment of the Constitution. But I'm hating on you by telling you that truth, friends. I'm hating on Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump's hating on you by lying to you. Okay? I'm also a liar, according to these people, for telling you that Donald Trump actually funded Islamist charities and their groups in America. Donald Trump actually tripled his support of that of Barack Obama concerning the funding of Islamist charity groups in America. But I'm hating on you for telling you that too, right? According to these people, that's exactly right. That's apparently what I'm doing here, okay? I don't understand people. I played this video for my friends on social media platforms several times, just showing you that Donald Trump started out with $4 billion on the wallet, went up to $25 billion. It also went up to the Mexican people paying for the wall. It's going to be so easy, Donald Trump said. Did he do that? All those that think I'm hating on Donald Trump? No, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just showing you the law that exposes the liar for who he is. And Donald needs to understand Proverbs 19:9, that a false witness shall not go unpunished, neither he that speaketh lies shall perish. Okay? They shall perish. And who's the father of lies, friends? John 8:44, Satan. And this is the guy that didn't need to repent because he never did anything wrong. He never committed any sin. Yet in the face of Scripture, the Bible tells us clearly in 1 John, he that saith that he's without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him. No, I'm not hating on you. I'm loving on you. And what I'm doing is telling you the truth of the matter to set you free from the idolatry that you're guilty of, because the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and you've been doing it far too long. And now you're ready to go ahead and set them up for round two, aren't you? So he can do some more damage here. Going back to the wall, did he ever build any wall? Not one inch. Not one inch. The only wall that was refurbished was 100 miles of refurbished wall that was already up. Was a wall put up? Absolutely not. And by the way, all of you Trump worshippers, at the end of the day, who's paying for the wall? You are. You are. Is that what he sold you on the campaign trail? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since the Taliban took over Kabul. On August 15th of 2021, the Taliban moved through Afghanistan's capital, following the country's government collapse. Heather Barr is the Associate Director of Women's Rights for Human Rights Watch. She tells CNN it's very brave to see women out protesting for their rights against the Taliban.
It's unbelievably dangerous. There is no one on this planet that is braver than those women right now. And the fact that they are out on the streets protesting after the abuses that other women have endured from the hands of the Taliban after having engaged in protests themselves is probably a sign not only of their courage, but of their feeling that their rights have been stripped away so much that they have nothing left to lose.
The president with nothing on his public schedule today. USA Radio News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has COVID. He said he's dealing with mild symptoms after testing positive Monday. He noted he hasn't seen the president since late July. Biden recently finished battling the virus himself. Austin said he's fully vaccinated and boosted twice. He previously had COVID at the beginning of the year. A hearing in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz isn't happening Monday. The hearing to consider the admissibility of certain expert witness testimony and evidence was canceled. A status hearing is now scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, with jurors set to return next week, when the defense is set to begin presenting its case. The jury will decide whether Cruz gets the death penalty or life in prison for killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, let me remind you that this is the radio show where people like to, after the show, they like to tag these little posts and comments on social media platforms attacking the truth of the matter as to what I'm highlighting. Well, the problem that you're going to have is I'm not here giving you my opinion. I'm here giving you the law that exposes the crime and the criminals for who they are and what it is that they're guilty of. Romans 3:20. Okay, if you want to call in, you can do that. You don't have to try to circumvent me. You don't have to try to get around me and just be like a little coward that you are and attack me in a safe manner. No, just call up, tell everybody about how wrong I am, and do it so everybody can hear. We're broadcasting into 157 cities. I would totally appreciate that, and so would those that listen, that have made it the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 show hosts. So please do. 1-866-582-9933. Here, I'll give you that number one more time. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm highlighting right now creating domestic terrorists. I'm highlighting the fact that Donald Trump is the one that enticed them to come to Washington, D.C., that led them to the Capitol. They were enticed, they were entrapped, and then they were attacked, and then accused of the crimes of paid provocateurs that were bussed in, agents that were there that we have film on, as well as the D.C. police. Okay, just so we have the fact of the matter, because you can watch all of this on video, and if you want to go ahead and close your eyes to the truth of the matter by putting your finger on your eyeball, I don't know that I can help you. I mean, you're the type of person that could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. And what you like to do, such people as yourself that I'm highlighting even now, Jeremiah 5:21, you're the type of people that want to blame God for people like me for telling you the truth and calling us evil and wicked. Well, blaming God for darkness is like blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. That just isn't going to happen, and it's not going to happen on Judgment Day neither. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21:8 comes to my aid. And by the way, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. I'm trying to make sure that you repent before a just and a holy God for your compromises and your idolatry. When the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, he meant just that. Exodus 20. And the second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them. In other words, creating a God that doesn't mind you saying one thing and doing the opposite. Put that up against Matthew 23, verse 3, ye hypocrites. And the fact of the matter that you serve the Lord, but you fear the Lord, but you serve your own gods. I'm sorry. You call yourself a Christian, but you serve other gods. You're a worker of iniquity, and the Bible says that he will look at you on that day and say, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, you workers of iniquity. Matthew 7. So let's get it right. I'm loving you enough to tell you the truth of the matter. Donald Trump is guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. He's got his fingerprints all over this. And for some reason or another, there's some of those people out there that just want to say that I'm a liar. I'm a liar when it comes to showing you the fruit on the tree. It's like me bringing you to an apple tree and say, what kind of fruit is on that tree? And you say, well, that's an apple. And I look at you and I say, no, you're a liar. That's not an apple. When you can clearly see that it's the apple, right? And Christians, by the way, you are called to be fruit inspectors, okay? Now, the last one I wanted to show you, or I did show you right before the hard break, was U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triple under Donald Trump. What was he doing? He was selling you on the wall that he never created, right? And what was he doing behind closed doors? He was doing the sleight of hand. He was showing you something in his right hand as he was doing something behind your backs with his left hand. This is what corrupt politicians do. And this is the history of corrupt politicians. And instead of building the wall that he promised to do, it went from $4 billion to $25 billion. It went from Mexico will pay for the wall to now you'll pay for the wall. Y'all remember that? And then I also took the time, as Bradley Dean was lying to you, I also took the time to show you the definition of treason. And then I showed you some of the, the tip of the iceberg when it came to one of the bills, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was sold as national security to the American people, only to find out that the funds went to the avowed enemies of America, and Donald Trump signed on to it. Is that hate or is that love? If I tell you that you're going to go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to your own destruction, is it love for me to stand back and say nothing, or is it love for me to get up in front of your face and say, stop, you're going to destroy yourself by going down that same road? And the Bible is clear when it says that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. GCN, I see that caller. Can you give me a name, please? Can you give me a name, please? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to show you this, my friends, as I was lying to you all, and of course I'm being facetious here, but I wanted you to check this out. Did you also see that Trump retweets video praising himself as the most pro-gay president history in America? I said this last week. I just can't even believe it, folks. I thought Benito Mussolini was the worst of the worst when it came to narcissists. And then there came a Barack Obama, which was an absolute embarrassment. Oh, and let me stop right there. I see all the said Christian conservatives of the day, again, a lack of friends. Read Matthew 5:13. It's interesting how they're all accusing Obama for what's happening to their country today. And I had to be a faithful witness, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, and telling them that they're the responsible party. You go ahead and blame Obama. You go ahead and blame Joe Biden or the Clinton Clintons or what other corrupt politicians that you put up with Americans. Don't sit there and blame them. They're merely a reflection of 329.5 million people that allow them to destroy the country. Don't blame them for what it is that you're responsible for doing, okay? But again, showing you the truth of the matter, Donald Trump comes out and retweets that video of his praising him as the most pro-gay president in American history. You guys all see what's going on with the children, right? You all see how the children are being targeted in this country. If it's not through the CPS or the State Department or abortion, it's going through the indoctrination centers, right? Don't forget that Donald Trump wanted to decriminalize homosexuals and the consequences of committing the act of sodomy, Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13, Romans 1:24 and Jude 1:7. Go ahead and check out those scriptures as well, and you'll understand why the Lord put up the law and said, condemn this abominable lifestyle. They made a choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. They're not the victims, friends. They are transgressors of the law. They do not have the shield. They have the spear. They're attacking, as you well know, and they're attacking the children, okay? And what's also interesting to note, friends, when it comes to Donald Trump, the whole transgenderism, as they call it, no such thing. God already decided the matter between male and female. But it's interesting. It was Donald Trump that owned the pageantry that actually pushed forth transgenderism. I don't know if you're aware of that. But I'm probably lying about that, too. I can only imagine I'm still lying about that. Okay? Now, for the sake of time, do I want to keep showing you more fruit? I'm just highlighting the fact that these worshipers of Trump turn around and call me a guy that's a liar or a Trump hater, when in fact I love God's moral law and I love common law and constitutional law, and I'm going to hold to the law because I understand that that's where the Spirit of the Lord is where the law's promoted. Because it keeps us free if we adhere to it by grace, okay? I'm going to 2 Corinthians 3:17, going backwards. Now going over to that of Romans 3:31. Because as Christians, that's what we're supposed to do. Also go over to Ephesians 2:8 when you get a moment. I just went backwards because that's how I said it, okay? But friends, what you have here is an extremist when it comes to a narcissist. He is the modern day version of the Kardashians. He's done absolutely nothing to garner the approbation of anybody but the devil himself. He's a wicked, wicked man. He didn't do a thing that he said he would do. I highlighted last week, friends, that Donald Trump also released in the dark of night 143 political criminals the day before he left office. Is that how you make America great again? Apparently so. Okay? So my point is this. If you want your eyes closed, Jeremiah 5:21, you can keep them closed, but you're going to answer for the truth that you now have. And guess what? Truth demands a response. I've given you the truth, and you either have the responsibility before God to now acknowledge the truth and live for the truth, or you're going to be condemned by the truth. What say you? That's your call, not mine. Acts 20, verse 21. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. How are you, Dan? Thanks for calling in. And what say you, my friend?
Hey, I'm pretty good, Bradley. Hey, I want to make a couple points. Number one, those people had every reason to go to D.C. on January 6th, but the reason they should have went there is because of what happened to them all of 2020, and the overseer of what happened to them in 2020 is who they were there to represent. The guy who actually imprisoned these people and did all the tyranny. I just want to bring up a couple points, Bradley, because it's very important. Number one, those governors all across the country did not have the right to do what they did, but under the federal emergency order that Trump signed on March 13th, that's where they got that power. That power came from Donald Trump to do what they did. That's number one. And number two,
which is illegal.
The vaccine,
yep, which is illegal, but yep, go on.
Right. And number two, and this is a point nobody wants to bring up, and it'll catch you off guard, but number two is, all across the country, they were not allowing people to use ivermectin or HCQ. And the reason why, and Trump played into that, is because there is no way the vaccine could get an emergency use authorization if there was anything at all that would help with COVID. That is what, that had to be a fact, that you could not use anything to help with COVID. That was part of the plan, because if they said, oh, ivermectin works, they would have never got the emergency youth authorization, Bradley.
I got a hard break, Dan. I'm going to hold you over. I'll pull you right back right after this quick break. We also got Indiana calling us, Wes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. As folks, we've been talking about, I shared a video creating domestic terrorists, and I'm showing you who enticed them, I'm showing you who led them, who entrapped them, and then who attacked them. Okay, it was all by design, because keep in mind, America was up in arms about the voter fraud that was going on a major scale. And the American people knew that treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48, was not qualified to be in the office. Neither was that whore Kamala Harris. And that's what she is, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Do your homework. I'm not name-calling. It's true. And that's what the Bible calls them, by the way. Okay? And I'm going to the fact that when I shared the video, I got about 21,000 21,000 shares, and I'm a liar for telling them the things that he's responsible for doing. Now, one of the things, before I pull up Dan from Ohio really quick here, is I wanted you to see this. Health Impact News just reported 76,789 deaths, 6,089,773 injuries reported in U.S. and European database following COVID-19 vaccines. Okay, who is the one responsible for calling himself the father of the vaccine? They made billions of dollars off the ignorance of the people on a global scale. The Bible's clear when it tells you not to mix blood. 17:11, Deuteronomy 17:11 and 19:19 in the book of Leviticus, we're not to mix blood, okay? And every time that we go ahead and we ignore what the Lord said, we get in trouble. And it may just cost you your life and your soul for not listening. But Trump is the one that called himself the father of the vaccine, and he claims he deserves the credit for the coronavirus shots. I'm embarrassed for people that don't open their eyes. I truly am. Dan from Ohio, we got you back up. I just wanted to give you a little reaffirmation concerning the facts of the matter coming out of his mouth and what the mainstream media has reported on Donald Trump as to what he said he's responsible for. What was your next point, Dan?
Well, I was just going to point out, you know, the Lancet just did a report that 82% of people who got ivermectin was better within 3 days. And our country in 2020 did not allow anybody to use ivermectin or ACQ, and they were put in the hospital giving remdesivir, which we know probably killed them.
Yep.
But the point is, Bradley, and this has got to be stressed, and nobody's hitting on this, the only way this could be approved was if it was stated that nothing else worked. That is the only way you get an emergency use authorization for this vaccine. That is the only way.
Yep.
So Trump played into their hands. And also, I'll make a last point, and this is really important. You know, Obama, I think in 2014, rescinded the Smith-Mundt Act, which took away the rights of big media and the government to propagandize the American public.
2016. Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep, gotcha.
And Trump could have rescinded that and put that back in play. So in 2020, we weren't being completely propagandized by the mainstream media. But remember, on March 13th, when he gave all that money away, when they first announced the federal emergency order, $800 million went to Amazon, Facebook, Twitter. And what did they do with that money? They censored us right off the bat.
Yep.
Right off the bat. And they promoted BLM and Antifa as they terrorize the people in America.
And the President of the United States played the victim to Twitter as if to suggest we don't have a First Amendment. And he played the victim there, too, when they allegedly pulled away from his right to post, which was a bunch of garbage, too. I wanted to say, Dan, I've got up on the screen right now on social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Donald Trump is now revealing that he wants to do whatever he can to help the country after the FBI raid. Am I right in saying this, Dan? But he had 4 years to do all of what he said he was going to do, but we find out over and over and over again, Matthew 7:16, that he did the opposite of what he promised to do. Proverbs 17:15, what say you?
Well, absolutely, and I'll even go another step further. For 2 years, well, a year and a half, nobody from January 6th was being talked about, from the Sean Hannitys and the Mark Levins. Only Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul spoke up about all these people being held captive. And now all of a sudden everybody's concerned because it's Donald Trump. And he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
you know, it's okay to have a feast on the American people. But
of course.
God forbid the guy that led them there gets anything. It's ridiculous, Bradley.
The American
people.
No. Hang on a second. We got time. I got Wes. I see him up there.
Okay.
It's interesting how the government is looting its own people, and the people haven't figured that out. And yet, how many times have they been guilty of doing this? Now, this is not, we're not talking about American government. We're talking about corrupt politicians acting in contrast and attacking the foundations and the laws that they promised to uphold. When you're talking about Donald Trump and you're telling us all this information, it sounds outlandish, but if Americans would understand history, dictators of the past and the present always sell themselves as ones that are helping the people, when in fact, behind closed doors, they are destroying the country. And it's exactly verbatim what we're seeing here today. I do not understand for the life of me, Dan, what it is that people don't understand. And I believe more than not, it's willful. They don't want to understand. And they're actually aiding and abetting those that are destroying this country.
Absolutely. You know, in 1998, Donald Trump was on Larry King, and they asked him who he would choose as his vice president, and he said Oprah Winfrey. And
I remember
if it
that.
Wasn't her, he said it would either be Al Gore or Hillary Clinton. Yep. And he also said in that same interview, Bradley, that in his perfect America, nobody would own guns. So the man that said that and the man that chose Hillary Clinton, Oprah, or Al Gore and hung around with the Clintons and with the Kushners and the Epsteins and the Rudy Giulianis is the conservative savior of the United States. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not. And well, that's the great wonder of the age, isn't it, Dan, is how 329.5 million people sit down and instead of serving the God that 86% say that they love, they fail to serve him and serving man to their own demise. And again, that's the history and the reoccurrence of countries that destroy themselves. We're on that very path on doing, as a matter of fact, in doing the same exact thing. Dan, I totally appreciate you. Always love hearing from you. I'm going to pull up Wes. Wes, I got 3 minutes, so I've got you I've got you on the show here for you to go ahead and vent and share all, if you would, my friend.
Brother Bradley, great to hear your voice. Glad you're back on here. You and Dan just hit the nail on the head with what you were saying. And I don't know who instigated the startup of it, but my feelings about this, and I'm going to give kudos out to Tim's show this morning. If anybody hasn't watched that, watch it. Great show this morning. But no, we are being raped and pillaged by the members or representatives, if you will, of our government. And I couldn't agree with the two of you more. If I'm wrong, correct me, but that's the way it's happening, and that's what's going on. And thanks, Dan. Thank you, Bradley, for touching on that subject, because that's exactly the core I was trying to get to today with you. You know, but I can't appreciate the both of you more. So
thank you.
Just trying to show you some encouragement and let you know we're all appreciative of what it is that you do and what you say and what you have to tell us about to help us to learn. Because I myself, I'm shamedly admitting that I voted for Trump originally. I wouldn't do it again. You know, I see all the traps and all the snares that are being laid out there.
Yeah.
And I'm just, quite frankly, tired of being raped and pillaged.
Yeah, no, so am I. I totally am. And Wes, I will end with that. Are you good?
Yes, sir. I'm good.
Okay, I appreciate it. I want to answer off air if you don't mind. Thank you for that call, Wes, from Indiana. Nobody's blaming anybody for originally voting in for Donald Trump. But the only thing is, what I seen a mile away is I already seen how he's being teed up for 30 years by the mainstream media in a favorable light. When his enemies started talking about how the powers that are tolerated, the networks gave him a show called The Apprentice. They said right then and there, they're deceiving the American people into believing that if anybody can get it done, it's going to be Donald Trump. That's why they gave him The Apprentice. Okay? And when he got into office, what did he do? Just like Barack Obama, remember how we wanted change? And his change, he said, was going back to the Declaration of Independence and constitutional law. Just like that, which is what DeSantis is doing right now. Exactly. Verbatim. Just like what the Clintons did. Just like what the Bushes did. Just like what they all do. And what do? When they get into office, they turn on the people. And then what do we see from all of these? I was going to say something to Dan concerning Marjorie Taylor Greene. Don't forget about her. She was found, and I believe it was in 2022, and the Business Insider actually outed her and found out that there was 34 or 35 said representatives that were the good guys, sold you as the good guys, that actually invested into stock concerning these vaccinations. Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of those. So don't think for one moment she's on your side. She's controlled opposition. They all have the same jersey on in America. America, you need to wake up to that, because if you don't, you're doomed. Period. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.